I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
At the beginning of August, Compton, California Mayor Aja Brown accused police of terrorizing the community. She asked for the state to investigate a claim that there was a rogue band of nearly 20 Compton deputies who were part of a gang dubbed the Executioners. She claimed there were another 20 or so associates who celebrate deputy-involved shootings and engage in civil rights abuses. She said, quote, they terrorize the community and then they cover their tracks. It is unacceptable. We will not take this. End of quote. On Monday, after a cowardly gunman ambushed two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies and shot them in the head as they sat in a marked squad car, her anti-cop rhetoric softened somewhat. She says she was devastated to learn of the tragedy, and she added, quote, both deputies and their families will remain in our prayers, end of quote. What is unfortunate is that her comments in early August only added fuel to the anti-cop fire burning in this country. That fire can be seen as the social equivalent to the fires burning in California, Oregon, and Washington State. When was it ever acceptable to allow people to get away with throwing Molotov cocktails and bricks at law enforcement officials? When have any of us ever seen or heard of angry demonstrators gathering at a hospital where doctors were trying to save the lives of wounded officers shouting, let them die? How much attention was given to the Virginia Senate passing a measure that gives judges and juries discretion to reduce the charge for assaulting law enforcement officers from a felony to a misdemeanor? And before all the information was publicly released, Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden said the police officer who shot Jacob Blake should be criminally charged. His running mate, Kamala Harris, echoed his sentiment. The initial narrative was that the cop precipitously shot righteous citizen Blake in the back for no good reason. That was all before it came out that he was involved in stealing the car keys from a woman he was also accused of sexually assaulting. Kamala Harris said she was proud of Jacob Blake. Coming from the Me Too movement, nothing but crickets. The initial narrative in the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, was that he had his hands up and asked the officer to not shoot him when he was shot and killed. Once again, that was a false narrative that sought to instantaneously blame a law enforcement official. There is a war on cops, and it's being reinforced by skewed, false, yellow journalism looking for headlines that scream, cops murder civilian, or more than likely, quote, white cops murder unarmed black man, end of quote. That's more like it. It really gets the blood boiling, and if repeated often enough, becomes the ongoing theme. This kind of theme allows people to think they can get away with throwing firebombs and more at cops. If that doesn't get the attention of the cops, take the next step and just go up to the squad car and shoot the occupants. If they don't die, let's gather around the hospital and shout out that the cops should just die. These scenes are beyond surreal, but they are all contributing to an atmosphere that's not only hostile to law enforcement officials, but tweaks the minds of those who are already on the edge of committing violence against the police or against any person of authority. Think Congressman Steve Scalise, who was shot and seriously wounded during a baseball practice by a Bernie Sanders supporter looking to attack a group of authoritative figures. It's time the news media takes stock of the messages they're promoting. It's time left-wing politicians stop pandering for votes by attacking police actions until they know the full story. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.